Proclamation number 3617 of 1st of December, 1945. Spiritual turning point. Divorce of the spirits. A spiritual turning point has been decided in my eternal plan of salvation as soon as the spiritual development on earth comes to a complete standstill or experiences a decline due to the human being's free will, as a result of which the course of development is interrupted and continues again in a different form. This process will always signify a spiritual turning point, in that the more highly developed spiritual will now be placed into a state where it can work and create without being hindered by lower beings, where therefore in spiritual terms the struggle is weaker or completely eliminated, where the earth is only inhabited by the embodied beingness which belongs to me, and thus the connection from earth to me, to the spiritual kingdom, is always and constantly established, which signifies spiritual elevation. Such a turning point is also now imminent but still presupposes a hard battle in which spirits have to separate and decide. There is a great spiritual decline, which can be seen in the behavior of humanity, in its unkindness of thought and action. The time has come when the decision in my eternal plan of salvation has to be carried out, because humanity itself causes the spiritual low, because it has completely distanced itself from me and makes its upward development impossible. This state cannot last long because it completely contradicts my law of eternity, which demands and favors constant descent development. Therefore I have to separate the beingness which is willing and strives upwards from the beingness which more strongly develops its drive downwards and interrupts the course of upward development in free will. I must deprive it of every possibility of sinking even further back and bind it again in a new form adapted to its state of maturity, so that it strides upwards in a state of compulsion. Hence a spiritual turning point occurs, a conclusion of an old and beginning of a new redemption epoch, a passing away of the old earth, i.e., of the creations on it, and the forming of a new earth with entirely new creations which again serve the bound spiritual's ascent development. My will separates people of a low degree of maturity from those who strive upwards and long for me, so that they will live together in a time of deepest peace and most blissful harmony and learn to regard the earth as a spiritual school, as a means of education of high value for the spiritual which is still bound in form, so that they will find therapeutic in spiritual striving already on earth and no longer need to fear everything evil, lowly, because it is banished for a long time and does not find access to people. And this is a spiritual turning point which can only occur when a complete purification has taken place, which is certainly foreseen in my eternal plan of salvation but which also demands its time, so that every spiritual being is offered the opportunity to decide to separate himself from the opposing power of his own free will and to strive towards me by using my strength. If this opportunity is disregarded, the spiritual being will inevitably belong to the one that is judged in the end, which is condemned to a new course of development through creation for the purpose of final redemption. And this spiritual turning point must also be an explanation to people in the lost days for the great adversity, for the extraordinary working of my spirit and for the miracles at the end of days when I myself will come in the clouds to fetch them home into the kingdom of peace, who remain faithful to me even in the most difficult time because they recognize in me their Father from eternity. Amen.